DuPont Pioneer owns 2,400 acres of former sugarcane land in Waialua. All of their varieties of seed corn, including genetically engineered, are patented. Field operations manager, Alika Napier.
You know, we do roughly 300 to 400 different varieties based upon the market, both GE and non-GE crops. So we service markets throughout the world. We have predominantly North America, but we also provide products for the Philippines, Argentina, Vietnam, Brazil, Chile.
Napier says crop protection against insects and weeds are the same as those used by farmers across the nation. DuPont Pioneer is located next to Waialua High and Intermediate School with 680 students, faculty, and staff. Marcia DuPont Taylor is a culinary arts teacher there, but is speaking as a private citizen.
The whole issue of GMOs is so wonderful because it opens up so many questions and what goes into GMOs and what goes into the seed process, you know, and what about pesticides and what about our water?
School principal Avis Nanbu grew up in Waimea, Kauai. She has been the principal since August last year and vice principal 3 years before that.
I know there's a lot of controversy about the whole GMO thing, but I haven't heard complaints about any noise or smells of pesticides. They've even, you know, supported some of the programs that we have here on campus as well.
A cluster of homes built in the 1940s, known as Ranch Camp, borders DuPont Pioneer.
I don't know what they're growing up there.
Jenny Piltz lives at Ranch Camp with her husband and two young sons. A friend told her to keep her boys away from the fields.
There's supposed to be a roll of kale there.
They have a small vegetable garden in their backyard with no corn. Piltz also takes other precautions.
For our drinking water, I actually use bottles of distilled water, which probably comes, you know, right out of Halava or wherever they do their water. And then I put it in glass jars, set it out in the sun, and then I put a little pinch of sea salt to remineralize it. I mean, I worry more about the water than I worry maybe even about the overspray.
Meanwhile, Hawaii Board of Agriculture Chair Scott Enright says there are no GMO field tests in the state, and big companies like DuPont Pioneer provide receipts of all the pesticides used, and Ag Department inspectors conduct spot checks.
The label is the law, and our federal partners tell us if you apply a pesticide according to the label, it's safe. And that's what our expectation is as the Department of Agriculture, that we'll look to make sure that a pesticide is applied according to the label.
But according to residents, many questions about GMO remain unanswered in Waialua, so conversations continue.
Pesticide application is the last resort and it's very targeted.
We are living on an island and we have to come together on something.
We have to look at understanding the whole thing before we come to any conclusions.
I mean, I think that we have rights, and I think that we forget that a lot.
For the most part, the bigger companies can do a good job, and they have the most to lose.
DuPont Pioneer has been at its Waialua location for 15 years and employs 43 workers, 80% of them living within a 5-mile radius. Wayne Yoshioka, HBR News.